there's been an outbreak of tuberculosis in a YK village, and the state of Alaska's public health department recently conducted a village-wide screening. Dr. Michael Cooper is the infectious disease program manager with the state's epidemiology department.
So it's a village-based outbreak. The first cases in this outbreak were found as in March, and since that time there were 8 active cases that were found, again, mostly close contacts to each other. And so we did this community-wide sort of evaluation last week where, you know, hundreds of people were screened for tuberculosis.
Of the 400 screened, 20 or so had positive skin tests, and that list was narrowed down to about a dozen who probably do have active TB. Cooper says local public concern is appropriate, but that it's not a cause for alarm, and he's confident they have a pretty good handle on this outbreak.
We've been investigating there, both on the ground immediately and with a more comprehensive community-wide investigation that we did last week to sort of look at the extent of the outbreak. But it's still, you know, an outbreak confined to the village, mostly to the close contacts around the first people that came down with active TB disease starting back in March.
Dr. Cooper says that although they see a few of these village-size outbreaks each year, they usually don't put out a press release with the details. In this case, the release was in response to some misinformation they ran into about the outbreak when they got on the ground to do an investigation.
There were, you know, kind of rumors around town and on social media, and there was fear or anger or some false accusations even potentially about around where it started from and how much it has spread and what's being done about it. So we thought we would give them, the local folks, a tool to use, you know, from the state that kind of tells them, we're aware of this, we're here investigating, we've got a really good handle on this, we've seen these before, we see them regularly, and we're well equipped to really respond quickly and investigate these things.
The state's public health department also chose not to name the village where the outbreak had occurred, which had raised some eyebrows. Cooper says not to worry.
If any disease is causing a risk to the public's health ever, then it would mean there would be a benefit to naming that area, that community, the town, the village, whatever. We do not hesitate to name them to alert the public to make sure that they're at no increased risk. But because we felt like in this case there was no increased risk to any, you know, visitors, travelers, people working in that area, we didn't name the village.
According to Dr. Cooper, Alaska has the highest rates of tuberculosis in the country, and the southwest and northern parts of Alaska have the highest rates in the state. Cooper says the rates of tuberculosis in southwest Alaska are not quite as high as some parts of the third world, but that they are substantially higher than other parts of the U.S. In other words, everybody should keep a close eye out for the symptoms of TB.
The basic things to be on the lookout for, either personally or in people around you, are the signs and symptoms of TB disease. And so if you or someone you know has unexplained fever or productive cough, certainly coughing up blood, night sweats, chills, weight loss, you know, fatigue, a combination of those symptoms, any combination of those symptoms, really, they really should go and seek care. And, you know, if that's you personally, you go in. If you are aware of somebody with those symptoms, you know, recommend that they go seek medical care.
If you have any questions about tuberculosis, you can contact the local public health office for information or to get a screening. Cooper says one of the major ways the state is able to keep track of tuberculosis, especially in the southwest part of the state, is through the annual PPD screening done when school gets back in session. He urges parents to allow their children grades K through 12 to be screened this fall. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.